The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Thanks, Borrick. Thanks very much. Grandma caught. 51551 for your text. You can send us emails to ray@rte.ie. Now, Conor Pope joins us every Monday in studio when he's available.
I'm always available to you, Ray.
Happens to be available today. Pricewatch@rte.ie if you want Conor to grapple with any of your consumer issues. Umbrellas today.
That's right. Reviewed four different types of umbrella, including really expensive designer umbrellas from the likes of Ted Baker and Barber.
Right.
And then really cheap ones from the likes of Penneys and Totes.
Who won?
The really cheap ones, let's be honest. I mean, like, who's going to spend 65 quid on an umbrella that has the Ted Baker fancy floral patterns on it? I mean, it's a really well-made product. Probably lasts a long time until you leave it in a taxi or in a pub.
Or it gets blown away on Thursday.
Or just
gets
blown away by Hurricane Lorenzo.
I think
it's Lorenzo.
No, you're right.
Which is the least threatening name for a hurricane. Now, having said that, I'm not gonna, like, it could be terrible, but like Lorenzo. And it sounds like a romantic Italian opera singer.
Yeah.
But anyway, so no, I reckon when it comes to umbrellas, like, they're almost, and I hate to say it, but they're almost disposable in our world. You know, they should, like, it would be lovely to think that you'd buy an umbrella and you'd pass it down to your children who pass it down to their children.
Highly unlikely.
The reality is that, you know, they tend to get damaged in the weather, in the rain, obviously. So cheapest chips is probably what you're looking for. Okay. I thought it was funny, by the way, that Penneys are selling Friends umbrellas. Like, Friends is 25 years old. Who would have thought 25 years ago, when we were both young fellas, that they'd still be selling Friends merchandise in Penneys?
Yeah.
But the thing about the Penneys one that I liked, it was one of these clear ones, the plastic ones, that you can pull down over your head and still see out through it.
Ah, very good.
You know, so.
Very good. So there, that's online and in the paper today, Conor Pope testing out umbrellas. Now, we got this in to pricewatch@rte.ie. Dear Conor, in recent weeks, AIB has locked me out of my online banking on my phone because they say my device has been jailbroken or rooted. I don't understand either of those phrases. I can still access my account on a computer, but I do almost all banking online, and it is really annoying that I can't access my account on the move. My phone has definitely not been jailbroken, so can you find out what's going on and how I can have the problem fixed?
Yes, I can.
Right, and jailbroken.
We'll come to the definition of jailbroken in a second,
okay,
but before that we have to talk about something even more exciting than that, which is the Payment Services Directive 2.
Right.
Now, it really sounds dull, doesn't it? Payment Services Directive 2. It's the EU Payment Services Directive 2. But it will actually have a big impact on most of our lives. And under this new rule that has been set down by the European Union when it comes to banking and banking regulations, all banks have to develop new systems to make their customers more secure. So that's one point. So they have to introduce this strong customer authentication, which will make consumers have to regularly verify their identity when they're doing online banking. So if you're buying something over a certain amount of money, you might get a text message, and then you'll key in that text message code, which will confirm that it's you. So that measure has been put in place to make it more difficult for fraudsters to operate in
the
online
space
and to protect the customers. So there's other things that the banks have had to do, because one of the principles behind this Payment Services Directive is it's meant to open banking up while at the same time making it more secure. So what they want to do is they want to give people the right to have, you know, their technology look at all their different accounts, irrespective of the bank, and maybe bundle them all together. And it wants to give third party special providers, authorized firms, access to your details so they can use them as well. It's known, to give the technical term, it's an application programming interface, or API, and it's the same concept that Apple use or Google use to give certain developers of apps access to their phones or access to your camera. So they're trusted third parties who will get access to your bank account, so you'll be able to do more with your finances in a more seamless way. But there needs to come, with that need, there needs to be extra authentication and security, and that sometimes is, I say, as simple as, but it's actually...
Why would you give, I'm just trying to figure out, why would you give a third party access to your account?
Well, let's say if you had two bank accounts. Let's say if you had an example. Let's say if you had, you know, a lot of your listeners will have a Revolut card, which is one of these virtual credit cards. So you might want to give the Revolut card access to your bank account so that you could transfer money immediately from your bank account to your Revolut card, and then you could transfer the money from your Revolut card to somebody else. So it allows
speed
you to
things up.
It makes transactions almost instant, because if I have three accounts with my bank and I move the money from one account to another account, it goes in instantly. But if I try and move money to your account, it takes three days.
Or to my credit card.
Or to your credit card. So the idea is that it makes everything faster.
Okay.
But so that's like that, and I've really simplified it, but in a very broad term, right. That's what the Payment Services Directive is all about. But with that comes the security implications, and banks have been charged with toughening up their security to make sure that it isn't manipulated by fraudsters. And that's what's happened here. Now, to go back to your original question, which is what's jailbreaking or rooting?
Rooting.
Now, jailbreaking means bypassing the restrictions on an Apple phone and bypassing the restrictions that Apple have put on their operating system, and it allows you to take full control of the device. Now, with a jailbroken device, you can install apps, you can make tweaks that aren't authorised by Apple, and you can also remove security protections that Apple have in place. Similarly, rooting is the process that you would use to gain full control of your Android operating system. Same principle. So it would allow you to put on apps that Android or Google or whoever it might be
don't want you to put on,
but haven't approved.
Okay.
Now, so the question then is, how many phones are jailbroken or rooted? And a very small percentage, about 0.4% of iPhones and maybe 5% of Android phones are opened up in this way.
This person says, my phone has definitely not been jailbroken.
And this is the interesting question, because she says, this listener, that her phone has definitely not been jailbroken, and she was wondering what's going on. So I found out what is most likely going on. If this person has downloaded an app onto her phone that's a little bit dodgy, a little bit suspect, then the AIB systems will be accessing her phone, you know, just so they can, you know, use the technology on the phone. They detect a dodgy app, and then the systems decide, oh, well, that's got a dodgy app on it. Now, when I say dodgy app, I'm talking about, you're probably familiar with these apps that allow you to stream TV onto your phone or onto the television.
Illegally.
Right. So it might allow you to watch movies that have just been released in the cinema.
I've heard about them.
Me too. I've only heard about them, Ray. Yes. I've never counted on such things, particularly not in the present company. But these apps, and it's not just those kind of apps, but they're effectively apps that are a little bit dodgy. And if this person has an app or more than one app on her phone that is a little bit dodgy, well then the AIB app sees that and says, hang on a second, we're not going to allow you access this on your phone. However, so there's something she can do, which is the solution. And it's a bit of a pain, but it should resolve the problem. If you do a hard factory reset on your phone, kill all the apps.
Oh, no.
No. And then see if it works. It'll probably work. And then what you do is you start reinstalling the apps one by one. I know it's a pain, but if you want your phone to be secure, and you want to access...
Is there any way she could locate what you describe as the dodgy app on her phone?
To be honest, there probably is. I mean, you can say, okay, it's not going to be WhatsApp.
Yes.
It's not going to be FaceTime. It's not going to be Facebook. It's not going to be all of the commonly used apps. It's not going to be the Irish Times app. It's going to be one of those apps. And it's not going to be, as I say, I could list, like, it's not going to be Spotify or Shazam. You could look through your phone and say, okay,
by a process of elimination,
that one's a little bit dodgy.
Yes, yeah.
But so the trick, and by the way, if you are doing a hard reset on your phone, it's really, really, really important that you back up your phone. Because an awful lot of the time nowadays, we put all our faith in the cloud and we say, oh, the cloud has everything. The cloud has all our photographs. The cloud has all our contact details. But the cloud doesn't have everything updated in real time every second of the day. So if you are going to do a hard reset and delete all the apps and start again, you need to back up your phone and make sure everything's fine. But it's cumbersome.
Yes.
But I suppose that the message
is to make life easier and more secure for us.
And it will make,
in the long run,
and it will make most people's lives more easy and more secure.
Yeah.
However, in this particular listener's in this case, it's a little bit more complicated, but hopefully there'll be a workaround.
Right. Okay. Pricewatch@rte.ie if you want Conor to grapple with any of your consumer issues. Pricewatch@rte.ie, and we'll talk to Conor next Monday. Thanks very much, Conor.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.